every moment. It was reckless and we owned it. Yeah, yeah. We were high on
your- Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily dose of news, and this is your host Ashwin, wishing you a very good start to the morning. On the 14th of June, India's finance minister meets with business leaders in South Korea. Floods in Mizoram kill 8 people and submerge 350 houses. Uber's CEO took an indefinite leave of absence. Food prices skyrocketed in Britain. Alphabet and Apple pulled back on self-driving cars. And GSW win the NBA. Yes, that's right. Golden State Warriors beat Cleveland Cavaliers to seal the NBA championship. And Verizon completes a Yahoo acquisition in over a $4 billion deal. That deal's been doing the rounds for a while, but now it's done. We come to that first piece on the news as India's finance minister meets with business leaders in South Korea. Arun Jaitley is discussing Indo-Korean relations, trade deals, and investment goals during a two-day trip. Next piece of the news is 8 dead and 350 houses submerged in flash floods in Mizoram. 8 people have died, 6 others went missing, and around 350 houses have been submerged in flash floods caused by heavy rainfall in Mizoram. Further landslides have resulted in National Highway 54, which connects Mizoram to Assam, getting cut off at different places. Manipur CM tweeted that Aizwal town is severely affected by the heavy rains and needs urgent attention. Uber's CEO took an indefinite leave of absence after a long strike of scandals and the sudden death of his mother. Travis Kalanick told his employees that he was taking a break to work on Travis 2.0. The company's board will appoint an independent chairman and hire a new chief operating officer who will assume some of Kalanick's responsibilities. Travis said that for an Uber 2.0, you need a Travis 2.0. So I'm going to be off till I'm ready to take this company to new strides again. Next piece of news is food prices skyrocketed in Britain after the pound weakened ahead of the exit from the EU. Food inflation reached 2.1%, the biggest increase in more than 3 years. The impact falls most heavily on poor families who spend far more on their incomes on groceries than rich families. Alphabet and Apple pulled back on self-driving cars. Alphabet's Waymo unit is killing off the Firefly, its koala-shaped autonomous vehicle, in favor of the Fiat minivans. Meanwhile, CEO Tim Cook admitted that Apple wants to actually focus more on powering the autonomous cars, the brains behind them, not the cars themselves. So they want to build the brain power and not the cars themselves. So both of them pulling back on self-driving, Alphabet and Apple. In basketball, a sport that I've recently started following thanks to a couple of friends, the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship. They regain the title. They had a 3-1 lead in this series, and they knew they needed to get the better if they wanted to go from a one-time title winner to a dynasty. So the team aggressively pursued superstar Kevin Durant in free agency, and the former MVP was worth every penny, leading the Warriors to their second championship in 3 years. Last piece on the news is Verizon completing a Yahoo acquisition in over a $4 billion deal. Verizon on Tuesday completed its acquisition of Yahoo in a deal worth $4.5 billion, nearly 29,000 crore rupees. Following this, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer has resigned and Yahoo Internet Operations will now be integrated into a new unit called Oath, which also includes other brands like AOL and Huffington Post. The new unit will be overseen by former AOL CEO Tim Armstrong. With this, we wrap up another edition of News on the Go. You guys have a great day ahead. And I'm leaving you with First Time by Kygo featuring Ellie Goulding. I will see you tomorrow, same time. So I am by. I love was something they could admire. Yeah, yeah. We were high and we were so bad. We were on and we were old.